This past Shabbat was a three Sefer Torah Shabbat. It was Shabbat Rosh Chodesh Chanukah. And during the course of the year, we have several times when we take out certainly two Sifrei Torah and occasionally three Sifrei Torah. And the question comes up, what should be done with the second Sefer Torah whilst we're laning from the first Sefer Torah? So generally speaking, what happens is the person who carries the second Sefer Torah from the Aron HaKodesh sits and holds it during the course of the laning, and then it's put on the bimah just before Hagbah of the first Sefer Torah, and then the person who does Hagbah with the first Sefer Torah holds it until the Sifrei Torah returns to the Aron HaKodesh at the end of the laning after the Haftarah. Question comes up, now, what if you're in a shul where there's nobody who can hold the second Sefer Torah for the duration of the laning? Perhaps they've only got a heavy Sefer Torah, and all the people who come to shul are elderly and are not able to hold the Sefer Torah for the duration of the Kriyat HaTorah. Parshat Miketz, so last week was a long laning, and with a heavy Sefer Torah, it can be tiring to hold it for that long, especially if the Baal Kriya is a slow Baal Kriya. So what should be done? So many shuls have on the bimah perhaps some sort of alcove or some sort of holder where the Sefer Torah can be placed whilst it's not being laned from. But Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva in Igrot Moshe, Orach Chaim Chelek Aleph Simud Lamed Chet, where he discusses this, and he's very unhappy with the notion of putting the Sefer Torah into one of these holders rather than somebody actually keeping hold of it. He says there are three main reasons to be concerned about this. There's number one, it's clear from Shulchan Aruch in Yoreder Siman Reish Pei Bet, right at the beginning of the Siman, that you have to give great kavod to a Sefer Torah. And part of giving great kavod to a Sefer Torah means that you don't just put it down somewhere, but you keep hold of it and look after it properly. That's the implication. Shulchan Aruch says, "Mitzvah liyachid lo makom ulechabeit hamakom ahu lahadro biyoter." You know, an Aron HaKodesh Sefer Torah shouldn't just be left, you know, on a shelf somewhere, but it should be put in a proper Aron HaKodesh. And he thinks that part of kavod for Sefer Torah is that it's properly looked after. And if it's put on a Sefer Torah holder in the shul, it's not really being properly looked after. Kids can come around and knock into it. And even if there aren't kids running around in shul, it can still not really kavod just to, okay, you know, I'm not holding it now, I'll just put it there as if it's on a shelf. That's consideration number one. Consideration number two, he refers us to Se'if Gimel there in Siman Reish Pei Bet, which talks about transporting a Sefer Torah. And the halacha is when you're transporting a Sefer Torah, if possible, you have to hold on to it rather than just putting it on the animal or on the in the boot of the car or something like that. And that indicates to us that you should, wherever possible, hold on to the Sefer Torah rather than just put it down somewhere. And then his third consideration is he believes that if the Sefer Torah is in an upright position, then everybody who can see it needs to stand up. It's only when the Sefer Torah is lying down on the shulchan that one's leaning from that you don't need to stand up. But if it's in an upright position, then you have to stand up for it. So my question on that third point is that maybe there's a distinction between if it's on a bimah, which is a reshut in its own right, and if it's just a sort of specially designated stand or a holder near a shulchan. Some shuls don't have a proper raised bimah, which is a reshut in its own right, but if it's a reshut in its own right, then I don't see why it should be any different to the Aron HaKodesh, where the Sefer Torah is in a separate reshut, and min hadin, when the Aron HaKodesh is open, you don't have to stand up. Our minhag is that we do, but minhadin you don't have to because it's the Sefer Torah is in a separate reshut. So Rav Moshe is not very happy with this notion of putting the Sefer Torah into a Sefer Torah holder. He says, what should you do? Then in that case, if there's nobody, really nobody who can hold it, then you should take out the first Sefer Torah, lain from it, return it to the Aron HaKodesh, and then take out the second Sefer Torah. He says, in any event, that's what the Yerushalmi in three places says that you should do. And he brings the Magen Avraham, who says it's strange that that we don't follow the Yerushalmi. So he gives various reasons why maybe we don't follow the Yerushalmi. But certainly in cases where we can't follow our minhag properly, then he thinks the correct thing to do is to follow the Yerushalmi and to take out the Sifrei Torah, not together, but one after the other. Ad Kan.